A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It's enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in the first reading, Joseph tells his brothers, "God will surely take care of you and lead you out of this land that he promised on oath to Abraham, to the land that he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Little did they know what would await them after Joseph died at the age of 110 and another pharaoh began to rule who, Exodus tells us very briefly, did not know Joseph, how they would suffer there, but how exactly as Joseph promised, God would take care of them and lead them out of that land to the land he had promised. Jesus himself in the gospel today makes a prophecy. It's a prophecy that's been going on the last couple of days, describing that without any delusion, the cost of being a Christian, that if they hated Jesus, they would hate us. If they persecuted Jesus, they would persecute us. That if they falsely accused Jesus, they would falsely accuse us and drag us before governors and kings and rulers and scourge us, whip us, even in synagogues and holy places. That's what would occur. Jesus gave us those words, but he said, "I've counted every one of you here. Not one hair on your head will be harmed." Harmed not necessarily in this world where people will try to hurt the body, but not hurt eternally, where they can't touch. Today we celebrate the feast of Christians who took these words to heart and who acted on them courageously. They were not afraid. In China, we have tens of thousands of martyrs. On October 1st, 2000, at a ceremony at which I was present, I was there for the canonization of St. Catherine Drexel from the United States, but John Paul II canonized these 120 Chinese martyrs stretched out over three centuries, 120 whose whole accounts were able to be published, but a small portion of all those who died for the faith, people between the ages of 3 months and 79 years. And we see some of their amazing testimonies. St. Augustine Zhaorong, whose name is given to this feast, he was the first of the Chinese converts to become a priest, is a very interesting story. He was a soldier for the Chinese as he was accompanying a bishop to his martyrdom. And he was struck that no matter how many times that bishop was beaten, no matter how many times he was threatened with terrible torture and had that torture carried out, even while he was about to be slaughtered for the faith, he showed incredible patience. And this young soldier, Augustine Zhaorong, had never seen anything like it. The Chinese, of course, value the virtue of patience. It's almost a cultural trait. But he had never seen anything like he saw in that French bishop, Dufresne. Soon as he was dead, he sought to become a Christian. And he knew what the cost would be. He just witnessed it, but he knew it was true. So the catechist at the time baptized him because he had been taught by the bishop a little bit along that way the central tenets of the faith. He had heard him teaching others and strengthening other Christians. Within months, because there was a huge need for the sacrament, he was ordained a priest. And within a year of his having accompanied that bishop as a soldier, he was executed as a Catholic priest for the faith that we still profess today. There was another young boy, 14, who took very seriously these words that all the hairs of his head are counted, and that everyone who acknowledges Christ before others, Christ the Lord will acknowledge before his heavenly Father. So they were threatening to chop him off body part by body part. This young 14-year-old Chinese said, "And when you do it, please know that every ounce of my flesh and every drop of my blood will proclaim that I am a Christian." The church in China continues to suffer. It's the only place in the world in which Pope Benedict has asked the church on a particular day specifically to pray for the Christians in that country. Every Mass we pray for the Christians throughout the world. But on May 24th every year, the feast of Our Lady in China, after the most famous Marian shrine, Pope Benedict asks the entire church to pray for the church in China, which is still being persecuted. Earlier this week, there were the illicit ordinations of a man with terrible moral problems that the Vatican said should never be a bishop. But that's, of course, the Chinese government strategy to get bad men as the leaders so that they can scandalize everybody else away from the faith. The Vatican has protested. The church on the ground in China is trying to be faithful. The Chinese government tried to force priests to attend that illicit ordination. And so many of the priests, at the threat of imprisonment or worse, said, "No, we will not attend." Even though he will be validly ordained a bishop, because they forced other patriotic bishops to ordain him, he will have no jurisdiction, because there's no jurisdiction over any other Christian soul except when that jurisdiction is given by the Holy Father. So yes, he will be a bishop, he will have the powers of a bishop, but he will have no authority over us or over everybody, and we need to teach our people that. We need to pray continually for the Church of China, not just on May 24th, but on days like this, so that they might continue to have that courage, the courage that has been lifted to the altar, the courage that should inspire us, so that every ounce of our flesh, every drop of our sweat or blood, every hair on our head, like those black strands of hair on the heads of so many Chinese, may proclaim that we too are a Christian, from our follicle cells down to our toes.